Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, I want to welcome to the podcast long-time listener, first-time caller, Mason Redman, Red Dog joins us from the hangar in Melbourne, in fact, Essendon. Mason, how are you?
How are you guys? Yeah, I'm great. I'm stoked to finally make an appearance on here. I was meant to make an appearance either last year or the year before, and someone double booked me and cancelled on me. I was actually driving to Brunswick or Fitzroy or wherever Scully was shooting it, and got the text message saying, mate, you're not needed today. So
I remember the drive. We were all in the car, we're going from one place to the other.
We're coming from Hawthorn.
Yeah, we're coming from Hawthorn. Just talked to Sam Mitchell, and then the call came in, and the panic was just in the car. I was like, yeah, bad moment.
On reflection, I'd love to blame someone else, but it was entirely my fault, and I've felt like shit for a long time. So to receive a message like I received on the weekend was, we had Harris Andrews come and approach me on ground, big moment.
Huge.
We had Ben Miller from Richmond come and approach us, big moment. Royalty. For Backchat. But to have a message from one of the best defenders in the AFL basically demanding that he receive some votes in the Jack Buckley. Not requesting, not saying, hey, give me a vote. He's saying, my game is that good at the moment. Yep. I need to be in the votes. You've texted me on the weekend, Mace. And I couldn't have been happier. Got to be honest. Jack Buckley, you clearly know about it. That's driving your game at the moment, I'm assuming.
I go into every week, all the fans, they say, why don't you get further up the ground? We need to see some goals, Red Dog. We need to see some goals. I'm like, I don't care about goals, mate. All I care about is getting my fist on the ball.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow.
And, I was lucky enough to meet Jack in Queenstown in the off-season. I had a quiet word to him. I said that I don't know if it was called the Jack Buckley Medal then, but I know he featured on the podcast a fair bit. And I said hopefully I'll be lucky enough in the future to receive a vote.
Are you aware, Red Dog, that do you mind if we just call you Red Dog throughout? Is that
I'm happy with whatever.
Red Dog, are you aware that if you kick goals you potentially lose votes or the opportunity to win votes?
That's why I asked Scotty. I actually was playing close up to the stoppage and getting on the end of a few. I said, I'll bring Marto back so I can go on the last line and play like Scully.
Dower, operator. I love your attitude already. Mate, it must be a decent feeling at the club at the moment. 4-2, big win at Adelaide Oval. Talk us through what it's like at the footy club right now, and then I want to talk about maybe just one incident from the weekend or just a little drive-by from it. But must be good feeling inside the hangar right now.
It's always good after a win. We're very, very lucky. You've obviously we're involved in West Coast and we're quite a successful side. So you understand when a team is going the club's going well and week to week it doesn't change too much. Obviously it's a delight after a win the 10 minutes, but whether you win or lose, you've got to get up the next day and jump in the ice bath and get the week started. So Scotty's really good at keeping us pretty level. I think it showed after a lesser coach would have had us riding the roller coaster after Port and then a good performance against the Bulldogs the following week. But yeah, it's pretty level week on week and hopefully we're sort of getting towards the point in the competition where we can bring that consistency on the field as well.
I don't know if I've ever seen a moment that represents how I feel about Ruckman more than Sam Draper on the weekend. We love seeing them in the back line, helping the boys, don't we, Mason? We love it when they're back.
Down there, putting their fists through the ball or helping you out in the air.
So
I think I know where you're going, but there's not too many brains there, Scully.
And that is not disrespectful to Sam. It is just a representation of Ruckman that I've played with through my career. What can you just give us some insight into maybe what he was saying? I don't want to hear from you whether it was a free kick or not, because I don't want any controversy whatsoever. I just want you to talk about what you think Sam might have been thinking there in the last 5 seconds of the game.
I reckon he was actually going down for a rest, to be honest. He's packed it in. He's like, guys, I'm done for the day, and the ball just happened to land underneath him. Well, I don't even think he knew what was going on. If you watch the footage, there's nothing going on between his ears. Like, he's tripped over. He's gone down. He's just thrown the arms out. He's like, I don't know. I have no idea. What do you reckon's going through his head? What do you reckon?
Not a lot, mate. Like, honestly, he's got arms out like an aeroplane. He's dragging the ball under him.
It's like a penguin, like sliding on the ice.
The big penguin. Feel free to use that as his nickname from now on. The penguin.
What was when a close game like that's happening and the siren goes, what's the feeling like? Because it would have been so intense leading up.
Actually, I was sitting next to a forward, Lockie Gallant, with about 30 seconds to go, I reckon. And I looked across and I said, where else would you rather be? In a close game on a Friday night? That's what you want to be a part of. You want to be in part of good games when really the whole country's watching. There's no other games on, and then when the final siren goes, it's just the relief, really, because you're under pressure, you're stressful. We lived in our back line for the last 8 minutes, which was it was shocking, really. You're just under stress the whole time, but when the siren goes, it's the best feeling.
I say this with respect, but I think it's self-proclaimed. Your tight ass tag around the club, I think you roll with that pretty aggressively. I think you put that out there. That's what I've heard anyway. You've admitted to timing housemates in showers to save money. Is that true or false?
It's not to save money, no, but yes, I was. Yeah, I have been known to time a few showers in my time.
What? Okay, so if it's not to save money, what's it for?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably was to save money, actually, now thinking about it.
How big are your water bills?
The main one is I wasn't necessarily timing him, and I'm not going to throw any names out, but I'd come into the bathroom after these long showers had been completed, and I don't know what he was doing with the plug hole, whether he was blocking it, what he was doing, but it was just a crime scene in there. It was just water everywhere. You have to hang the bath mat out on the line for 3 days before it dries. And middle of Melbourne winter, it doesn't dry quickly. So I don't know what he's doing in there to this day. I asked him a few times, but I never get a straight answer out of him.
Sorry, you've absolutely got me.
Man to man, boys, like you've got some ideas about what might be going on in there, but you just can't say it.
Some clogged drains.
All right, bro, bring it back to the back line now, please, Red Dog. Let's talk about the Essendon back line, because I think it's a little underrated. I think some people might not know enough about it. Can you give us some characters in the Essendon back line? Who's who? Who's the grumpy ones? Who's the one? Maybe getting into the midfielders, probably all of you. I don't know who's back there to help. Tell us about some characters in your back line.
Well, you would understand this. It's a prerequisite in the back line to get into the forwards and mids.
Yep.
You have to. Yep. You just, if you're back, if you're in the D50, you have to be getting into them. Put pressure on. The grumpy ones, I'd have to say Laverty, and we've got Kelly back there now. He was playing on the wing, but when he comes back there, he's pretty. He likes to get the job done, so he's always in your ear.
Yes.
Big buckets, big Benny McKay, he's pretty relaxed.
Buckets.
We're missing a couple of very relaxed customers at the moment in Reed and Ridley. I'd love to have them back there. I'm going to throw Marto under the bus, but he's just cruising around up further up the ground trying to get a kick. and then I'll keep myself out of it. But
well, what are you? No, what are you? What's the operator?
It depends on the moment. I can sort of be relaxed. I can blow a gasket at times. I've been known to, not necessarily at my teammates, but at the oppo, I tend to cross the line a few times. So,
yeah.
Hence a couple of iffy suspensions over my time.
Misdemeanors.
Yeah, a couple of misdemeanors.
Let's just focus on Nick Martin. We like him. He's a West Australian boy. Look, we at Backchat are kind of, we're putting on the table that perhaps his success this year is purely because of us. Is that where we're rolling?
That's right. Yep.
So we had our Christmas function here and Nick happened to be in the same venue. We said, you can come in and have a drink, Nick. He told us he was moving to the back line and we said, you have our blessing. Go forth. It seems like he's enjoying his time down there. You do need a ball winner down there, by the way. You have to have someone like Nick Martin.
Yeah, it's actually unreal having him back there. The first couple of weeks, him getting used to it, there was always going to be a period where he was getting used to playing in the back line. But obviously everyone sees the numbers that he's pushing out, but his defensive stuff, getting back in line with the ball, being a layer at stoppages and his work rate to get back and as a high defender, getting back to help on the last line and be an extra around to win those ground balls when the big guys do get it to the ground has been unbelievable. And it was something that we saw when he was up on the wing, but just his work rate to get back and help on the last line and be an outnumber back there has been unbelievable. So I think he's only going to get better too. He's definitely a student of the game. He spends about 2 or 3 hours in Benny Jacobs' office every day, going back and forth with him. And the best footy of Nick Martin's definitely to come.
Stoked hearing that as a fan of the Eagles here in WA, knowing that you know there was a bit of an overlooking of Nick, and then
gets an oversight.
Yeah, a bit of an oversight. So thanks for letting us know about all the good football that's to come from him. what about some guys? Obviously, so Nick's gone from the middle into the back line. Are there any guys that you send away when they come back to help?
Yeah, who don't want you down there? Want down there?
No one really.
There's someone.
It's not that you send them out of there, but it's always a surprise seeing Jakey Stringer down there.
He's a package.
You don't want to send him out of there when he does come back because it's such a surprise. There's been a couple of times in the first half of the year where he's chased someone down and you're like, what are you doing down here, mate? Get heavier. you're no good to us back here. What are you doing? You're waxing your tickets.
That's bloody good.
Love the package.
I want to know about what's coming up, mate. Anzac Day clash. I'm assuming you've played in some. What's
got it, votes last game?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's not surprising. What's it like playing in them, and how do you feel leading into this one? Huge game for the footy club.
Obviously, it's a massive week. Not only I think for the footy club, but I think for the whole AFL competition. It's something that, the whole AFL landscape looks at. The whole of the country stops and watches that game. There's a second game on the day, which I don't know whether it should be there, but that's just my opinion.
Yes, we like it.
Taking a bit of focus off it. But, it's an awesome day to be a part of. It's really a privilege to be involved in such a special day for the country. Obviously, the Anzacs went and put their life on the line for what we're able to see and do in modern-day Australia. But, as I said, it's a privilege to be a part of and something that I'll always hold close to me.
Is the can we expect Don Air to return? I know that was a big part of your podcasting career. Is that on the cards?
I only featured 3 times. It was the only time they went above 3 viewers. So I don't know if it'll return. The podcast, the Clubland podcast seemed to they spark up and then fizzle out pretty quick. But hopefully I can make a few more appearances on here and bump your ratings up.
Now, from what we've heard today, look, Nick Martin has been our sponsored Essendon athlete.
Yep.
And we do like that. But for mine, and I think Mason has perhaps put this on the agenda as well, he's getting a little bit too far forward.
Yeah.
He's kicking goals.
Too ball hungry.
I would like to put on the table that from this moment on, Mason Red Dog Redman becomes our Backchat sponsored player.
Yep.
So we're going to have to say goodbye to Nick Martin.
Yeah, see you, Nick.
And
come
we're going to say
Nick.
Hello to
come
Red
home.
Dog. And you might be asking yourself, Red Dog, what do you get? Well, at this stage, not a lot other than respect from the Backchat community. Is that okay? Is that a deal we can do?
That's all I need. That's all I'm here for.
We can send you
all I want is one vote for the whole year in the Jack Buckley medal, and I'll be stoked.
Okay. Well, I can tell you the algorithm has come back for this week, and we are either about to talk about it or we've just spoken about it, but you haven't been lucky enough this week. We were very impressed. We're very impressed with your game, But yeah. like we've been saying, there's unfortunately not a lot we can do with this. Like we can't take requests. We'd love to, but the algorithm speaks for itself. And I know yeah. you're disappointed, but you're going to have to do better than you did on the weekend.
Just the body of work, Scully. I've just got to keep putting in the body of work and yep. I'll get rewarded eventually.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Stick to what you know.
I think the Jack Buckley medal would look beautiful in that picture behind you. Someone with it around their neck, maybe Mason.
Yeah. Oh, definitely Mason.
Just standing at the front, I'm the man, I'm the Jack Buckley medalist. Mate, good luck for the rest of the year, especially good luck this weekend in the Anzac Day Clash and good luck in the Jack Buckley medal.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Well done.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.